Well, 27,000 ducks have been culled at a farm near Auchnacloy in County Tyrone after a suspected case of bird flu. The farm belongs to Silverhill Foods and a temporary control and surveillance zones have been placed around the site. Louise Cullen is BBC Northern Ireland's agriculture and environment correspondent. Louise, what do we know about this cull?
Well, at the start of the weekend, the beginning of this week, a drop in egg production was noticed among the flock, and that's a key indicator. So departmental officials were called in, samples were taken. And based on those preliminary results from those samples, from the clinical signs that were observed in the flocks, and the fact that this farm is just a short distance from some of the outbreaks in County Monaghan, where there have been three outbreaks in the last week, the decision was taken to immediately move to infection prevention control measures. And that is that temporary control zone and surveillance zone that you've mentioned. Once the infection is confirmed, these samples have to be sent off to national testing labs and European testing labs to absolutely confirm that it is this highly pathogenic strain of avian influenza. Once that is confirmed, those zones will move from being temporary to being defined and permanent, well, semi-permanent, and then they'll stay in place until any risk of infection or spread has been mitigated.
And are there other poultry flocks, do we know, in the control and surveillance zones? And is there an order outside those zones for flocks to be kept indoors?
Yes, absolutely. It's a 3 kilometre zone. And just to give you an idea of the sheer buy-in of the community to the poultry farming and duck farming industry, and particularly in that area, in that 3 kilometre zone, we understand there are around 53 commercial producers of poultry around this farm. Now, that gives you an idea of the scale. The poultry industry in Northern Ireland is largely an export industry. Those producers will still be able to move their product in and out of that zone with a license, but the product cannot be exported. So it does have a large impact. Now, last month, restrictions were already in place to keep flocks separate from the wild birds that bring this virus at this time of year. So that's things like, if your flock is outside, putting up a net so that wild birds can't get at food, can't share water bowls, can't crucially leave their droppings in the area where flocks are kept. But at the start of this week, that then became a housing order for all flock owners across Northern Ireland. That's from backyard hobby flock keepers right up to commercial poultry owners. As the chief vet put it last night, if you own more than one bird, and that's a hen or a duck or a chicken, then you need to be registered and you need to be following these strict biosecurity measures that are put in place to protect your flock and to protect the wider industry as well.
And this cull, a particularly severe blow for Silverhill Foods, which has been, you know, a very successful food company in Ireland. A lot of their breeding stock, so they, you know, high genetic value, they were taken out in this cull.
Yes, very high genetic merit. As you say, Silverhill is a large producer. They've been going for almost 60 years. They're a renowned exporter, an award-winning firm, recognised around the world for the quality of their product. But to put that 27,000 in context, that's around 82. They process around 82,500 ducks every single week. So it's about a third of the ducks they would process. As you say, this was parent stock. These were the ducks that laid the eggs that eventually became meat on dinner plates here on the island of Ireland and around the world. It's a massive blow. They breed a very specific type of duck. It's their own unique strain that they have worked on for years. So it'll be a very large blow to the farmer that had this flock and to the wider community as well.
Louise Cullen, BBC Northern Ireland's agriculture and environment correspondent. Thank you for filling us in on that.